special makeup on this?
Yes, I did.
What was your inspiration?
Well, it's basically finding the right balance of how much Jacob could be in the prosthetics and meeting with all these kids and families that have Treacher-Collins syndrome. I spoke to a hospital in Chicago to see, you know, if I can get any reference from them. And there was a family there with a 10-year-old boy who was about to go into surgery, and they agreed on sending me some medical files as well. And so everybody was very helpful. And then it was just up to us to trying to find the right balance. Yeah.
It looked like you guys were successful with that.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
How often did you have to redo the makeup? Like, as I know that he looked pretty consistent throughout the movie.
Sure. We did about 2 or 3 different test makeups at my studio, and before we started filming, and that's when. And I think from that point on, the makeup is the same. It's just that we have to apply it every day. You know,
yes.
I think makeup. He was in makeup for about 40 days, but he's completely covered in silicone, like his neck, his chin. Nothing is his own.
Oh,
like it's all prosthetics.
Yeah, okay.
Like only his arms are his own.
How long did it take you to do that?
Hour and a half to get him in every day. Yeah, we got it actually down to 1 hour and 15 minutes because you kind of get a good system going, right? But and it couldn't be any longer because normally you're looking at about 3 hours at least for a makeup that intense.
Right.
But with him, because it's 9 hours door to door, Steven needs to get these shots, so we need to get the makeup on him as quickly as we could. But he would watch
it.
So
it took you how long, 40 days to put it all together before you
No, no, no. We spent about 2.5 months on the build of it, yeah, trying to figure out how to go about it. And he wore it for 40 days of filming, yes, yes.
So you were saying that, well, I'm sure adults complain about sitting in a makeup chair.
Oh, they do.
With
well, you know, Jacob was, and look, everybody always says this, oh, he was great to work with, but he really was. But I had warned his parents beforehand, like, it's fun one time in makeup, 2 times, but by day 20, you're going to have an emotional breakdown.
Yeah,
you're
going
to have every day, and this blue, and the painting, and the fumes, and the,
yes.
You know, and it's a lot, and especially for a 9-year-old. It's never been done. In history of film, this is actually the first time where a 9-year-old has been a lead in full prosthetics. Never been done. So there was a lot. There was nothing to lean on. So it was a tough one. But Jacob did great. As I said, a lot of people don't realize he has a whole silicone neck.
I didn't realize it.
He has teeth in. He has front teeth to push his upper lip out. He has slightly crooked teeth. He has a cleft palate. He has contact lenses in, actually. Underneath the hair and the prosthetics, he wears a mechanical underskull, like a carbon fiber cap that has a wire system that pulls his eyes down so they appear droopy. And then we put contact lenses in to fill the eye wide up. So those are not his eyes.
Oh, amazing.
So he deserves
it. Yes, he does.
Make sure you write it all down.
Yes,
no, no.
I remember hearing Jamie Foxx say he had panic attacks when he did Ray because he wanted to cover the eyes.
Right.
So I can only, and he's a grown, he knew what he was doing.
Well, I work with a lot of actors, and they always complain. I'm like, now I can sing. See that little boy over there?
Yeah,
well, he's
there
9.
You know,
he did it.
Was he complaining?
No, Jacob was great. Jacob was great. No, Jacob never complained. No. He had a bit of an emotional moment about 20 minutes in, or 20 days in, where he had, like, you know, it's tough every day, but I knew that was coming. But
He didn't want to do it, or he felt like.
He was just so tired and emotional of it, and it's just a lot, you know.
How did he feel when he saw himself after the transformation?
The very first test makeup at my studio, Steven saw him, and he cried. And Jacob's mom cried, because it's just something that... You can talk about makeup and you see him, but when you finally do see him on this little boy, because he's little still for his age, you know, he's only 9, but... He was more like a 6-7-year-old in size, but people just, you know, they're like, and on set, it's just something to act off as well. So it's a very emotional thing in a way. Yeah,
of course, it's just something not permanently, but imagine.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. And then, of course, when we met all the kids, you know, Jacob was very aware that he could take his face off, but these kids can't, you know, and that's.
So he actually got to also go see the kids that have this syndrome.
Yes, Jacob spent a lot of time before he even started filming with the Craniofacial Association, and that's where all these families from all over the country, and in the world sometimes come together and talk about experiences, and you know, and all, a lot of them have treated Collins, but also different facial differences. So, yeah, and some of them came to visit set, you know, with the families, and as I said, I talked to a hospital where, you know, so just as much as we could share and get info on, yeah. They were so excited, yeah. At first it was like, well, why is it going to be a real normal boy in makeup? Why can it be? But once they saw the process and met Jacob and seeing the makeup, and I had some of the parents come up to me like, that is, we were so afraid of that. But seeing this, you're going to, this makes the movie. We're going to tell the story now. And yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, it was all positive.
They went through that and they're going through that.
Yes, yeah, totally, yeah.
So
totally.
You were, other than putting on the makeup and helping him with the makeup, you were actually on set during the whole filming?
Yes, yeah,
and
because, well, once you glue the makeup on, it's not like I sit down somewhere on the side, because there's so much to change, like edges, and make sure the color stays on, or, you know, the reason why we built the helmet is because we could lock and unlock his eyes, because you can't glue somebody's eyes down for 9 hours. It's very uncomfortable, like in that, you know. So it's a wire that we can, it's hidden in the hair. You can unlock it and you can just, so you could relax and had an hour of school or, you know. It was a lot.
What was the process to remove it?
Regular makeup removal products and that we use in effects makeup, and then some, you know, maintaining his skin every day in glue is a lot, but overall it was yeah. And then I would go home and prep the helmet for the next day. To find, oh, my reaction?
Yes.
It's never good enough.
Oh my god!
I have the hardest time to enjoy. To this day, actually, it's a year and a half later. I still like, oh, I should have maybe tried that. I should have done this. It's, and that's a curse at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I can never enjoy. I mean, everybody's enjoying it and it's great. It's just that I cannot fully enjoy it. Yeah.
Better.
It's never. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The fact that you're so young, your skin is resilient, bounces back. Your collagen is still there. Easier for you to work with.
Yeah. I would say so. I would say so. I would say so. Yeah.
The source material is so moving, and the movie obviously as well. You being on set, obviously, and seeing the process, did it still get you though?
Yeah, I did. After even after the third time watching it, I was like, yeah.
Everybody cries.
Steven is good at that. Yeah.
So Ashley Sabella, she knew what was going to be on the Blu-ray DVD, and she said she didn't. Do you know?
He knows something.
There's going to be great makeup featurette.
Makeup tips.
No, there's several featurettes and documentaries, and yeah, I haven't seen the list yet. So, I think it's a 5-part documentary. I think about it might have been about the kids, and I think so. Yeah.
All your projects, which one has been the more challenging?
Coincidentally, I would have to say Wonder, just because we had nothing to lean on. So every movie is difficult. Maleficent is difficult. Pan's Labyrinth is difficult. They're hard films. But this one in particular, because we had nothing to, everything had to be invented pretty much within 2.5 months.
That's true.
Right? Everything is like half the size, and can we do this? And the whole movie leans on this boy with this condition. So, yeah, no pressure.
Pressure. I was going to say congratulations, you did it. It was amazing.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Oh, and I have a question. You know, sometimes, like you said, the makeup deteriorates. So, let's say, were you watching it from, you know, they have sometimes a screen. Were you watching it from there to see all the glitches, or were you actually there monitoring that?
Every single shot, I'm right next to Steven watching the monitor. Like
co-directing, yeah. The makeup, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I see something. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's that's why you're so tired.
That's why I said, how do you
day.
Look so consistent? And
I
did notice that as something, because you were going to be here today, so I wanted to make sure I looked at that. And he was very consistent in terms of keeping up his look.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few scenes where he's a little paler. Those were done in the first week of filming.
I just figured it was the lighting. I didn't really
yeah, as well,
was.
But it's also the color of the silicone. It's just that when I saw, because we were filming in HD, and what HD does, it pulls out a lot of red, so you can match it to the eye, but when you put him in front of the camera, suddenly his head is lighter. It's just because of the camera type, and so we upped it after a few days, and that was it. So
to that point, obviously you strive to do the best.
Sure.
Right? But does the DP make your job a little easier? Because Pan's Labyrinth has a certain few.
Yeah.
Also starring a boy.
Yeah.
And this is a little more bright, a little more pop, right?
Yeah, Don was amazing. I think he shot Forrest Gump and movies like that. But in the end, it's a bright lit movie, and we're outside quite a bit. So it's also up to me to do the best I can, and then he will, you know. And in the end, it's also a sculpture, so there's shapes in there that I would like to see. But it's teamwork, as it always is, really. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay.